Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And kind of funny that we wait till the last game of the season series to talk about the team that we have now played, which will be the eighth time tonight. Their broadcaster, Weston DeWitt, the voice of the Norfolk Admirals and a great friend of mine. And Weston, it's been a real interesting year to follow you guys here in Norfolk. Terrible start. Make a coaching change, but really seems to be some new life watching you guys the last couple of months. What do you notice?
Yeah, well, first of all, appreciate having you in Norfolk Scope here, DJ. Hope the hospitality's been first class. But to answer your question, I think going through a culture rebuild was really necessary for this organization from top to bottom. That's where Jeff Carr came into play. He takes over in the beginning of a 9-game road trip. Some people may say that's a little suspect to let a coach go in the middle of a road trip. But for me, it was perfect because that allowed Coach Carr to go into this road trip and say, you know what, this is how we're going to play hockey, this is how we travel, this is how we dress in the airports, this is how we do things. And I think that was really critical for this team. And yes, there have been a lot of bumps in the road since, but as well, there have been some highs. We've seen this club win 2 games in a row. They went to Portland, Maine and won 2 straight against one of the best teams in the league. So it's really just a full-on culture rebuild. And from a first-hand perspective, I'm really excited to see what happens.
Is there something that you noticed in the team's play on the ice that shifted? Maybe they became more structured with their systems. Maybe they became more talented. Maybe they just bought in more.
I think they just bought in more. You answered the question there. They bought in. They also understand what Coach Carr is trying to teach. It's all about culture. And the first thing that Coach Carr told me when he took over, he says, Weston, I want to have good character men and I want hockey players. Now, that's kind of just an open-ended. Of course you want a hockey player. We're playing the game of hockey. But at the same time, you want a good hockey player that wants to go the extra mile, win a board battle, do the little things on the ice, back check on a 2-on-1. 36-year-old Matthew Waugh is back checking from a defensive zone all the way to his offensive zone when we're down 7-3 in February. If that's not a hockey player, I don't know what is.
Everybody has goals in this sport, and the first goal is to win on a nightly basis. Ultimately, the goal is to make the playoffs, and unfortunately for you guys, it became a reality pretty early on that playoffs were not going to be in the cards this year. So what did the players find for motivation? What really got them going? Was it playing the spoiler role, or just trying to make maybe themselves a spot to stick out in the coach's mind?
You know, you're a smart man, DJ. You answered the question both times right there. So they want to play spoiler, yes, but also they're looking ahead to next year because Jeff has really preached a lot about next year, of what he believes next year will come, and what comes with it is good leadership. We have that with Matthew Waugh and with Ian White. I mean, Ian White, 500 games in the NHL. You said it in your video this morning that he has so much experience at this professional ranks level. I don't know how you have 2 better leaders than that. So it starts with leadership, then it goes down to the rookies like a Danny Kadek and a Ryan Foss that have produced very well this year when those two barely were able to crack the opening night roster. But then again, those are 2 totally different rosters at that time. But really, I think that this club is looking ahead to next year, trying to earn a spot here because they see the bright light ahead of the tunnel for next year.
Talk about a little bit of what's gone on off the ice, and especially something that we're getting a chance to see here this weekend, which is your city series. It's tonight you're the Virginia Beach Admirals. Mm-hmm. You've been the Hampton Admirals. You've been all sorts of different Admirals from around this area. How much is this community really buying into what you're doing here and being a part of what you're doing, too?
This is a hockey town, DJ. 2012 was probably the most exciting time in this city's history when they were in the American Hockey League. They won 28 straight games. Now, having said that, I know it's a league back down, and this club has not made the playoffs in a very long time. But this city series has really taken a new initiative of reconnecting with the community of all those 6 major cities, Hampton, Virginia Beach, Portsmouth, you name it. And for us, the community initiative was so important in the offseason. That's why we started this thing. We're going to have numerous groups here from Virginia Beach tonight. The mayor of the city is dropping the puck. So we've had the mayor out for each game, specialty jerseys. Fans are really gravitating toward the community feel, which was felt back in 2012, and it hasn't been felt in a long time in this community.
That's super cool. It's something you wonder if other teams might be able to pick up on that and run with it.
And I know Derek Armey, your head coach, was like, are you doing this again next year? And like, yes, we are doing it next year. He was like, this is a really cool initiative. So he liked it at least. So maybe West Virginia, it's an idea to take back to your offices.
Well, you mentioned talking with head coach Derek Armey, and this is your 8th chance to see the Nailers tonight. So now that you've had a chance to see them a lot, give me your thoughts on them. What do you notice for the pluses? What do you notice for the minuses based on you from the other perspective?
I got to tell you, man, Brooklyn Kalmakov and Cedric DeRusso are something else. You guys got something really special with those two guys. I'm really excited to see if Kalmakov's going to be a mainstay at the American Hockey League next year, or if he's back with you guys, or wherever his future may take him. But I also like your goaltending. I thought Brad Barone last year, he was such a thorn in the Admiral's side last year with the Orlando Solar Bears. And he was a one-time Norfolk Admiral, actually, the year before I got here. Your goaltending is good. I think your defense by David Drake is fantastic. When you're 6'6", as big as he is, that speaks for itself on defense. So I think you got a really good group here going into next year. There are some similarities here by both these clubs looking ahead to next year, but at the same time, having said that, you've won two games here, and you got plenty of more chances to try and catch Fort Wayne in that fourth spot. I'm really excited to see if you guys can get into that fourth spot possibly, even though you made some trades over the last few days. This is a club, as far as I'm concerned, you got the skill, you got the goaltending to get into that fourth spot. Let's see if it happens.
We only get a chance to see you and Redding out of the North Division. So is this Newfoundland and running away with it? Does Maine, Redding, Worcester have any chance to maybe knock them off the ledger? What do you see in the North?
I think Newfoundland is an absolute juggernaut. I think the Maine Mariners are beatable, as we've proven the last weekend. Worcester has been really inconsistent this year as far as I'm concerned, but they got such a great leadership staff there with Jordan LaValle Smotherman. When I look at the Nailers and the Railers, I think they're very, very similar teams. That in a 7-game series, I would pay to see that. So those two teams, I believe, are deadlocked. But Newfoundland, I hate to say it, they're on a whole nother level as far as I'm concerned.
What's it been like going from the South to the North this year?
Cold. It's not going to the South is a little disappointing. Not as fun, I will say, going to these North cities. I'm being a little selfish. I'm just thankful to be going to these cities. But honestly, Newfoundland's a beautiful city. Chris Ballard's a gracious host. Everywhere I've been in the North Division, they've been such great hosts to me and to the Admirals. And even in the Central, such as yourself and everywhere else, there hasn't been one city that's been a bad host. So I really enjoy traveling and seeing these new cities, but also just meeting up all these new broadcasters like Chris Ballard and all these guys, Michael Keeley for the very first time, and just seeing what their world is like and just making good connections and seeing what their teams are all about.
It's a lot of fun. The broadcast fraternity is like none other. Yes. Weston, I really appreciate not only your friendship, but taking the few minutes to speak with me today. And I know for sure, just like all the way back in 1992, when it was the Thunderbirds and the Hampton Roads Admirals, you can book Nailers and Admirals again next year.
I wasn't even born in 1992, so oh my goodness. Oh man, that would have been fun to see, though, the Thunderbirds. What was that like? Tell me what that was like real quick.
I never got to see it. I was still in Maine at the time.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But yes, next year, look forward to coming back to West Bank Arena. Really appreciate it, DJ, and have a good call tonight.
All right, Weston DeWitt, the voice of the Norfolk Admirals, tonight's Unified Bank Profile, part of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's all on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.